That would be corn.
Corn on the cob.
That's what you call them. Okay.
Excuse me.
And what would you, if you go out and harvest it, those things that you have to pull down the sides on?
Husks, that would be the husks.
And the part that is light yellow and then turns darker brown when it's ready to harvest, that part would be.
Are you speaking of the tassel?
Tassel at the top, and these are the little fine sort of hairs on the top of the ear.
That'd be the tassel.
Okay, all right.
We call it silk sometimes too, corn silk. I don't know if
Oh,
you
I
ever
see.
did, Mother. Did you?
Okay. There's another type of thing you may grow in the garden. You can either eat it dried, the seeds themselves dried, or you could eat the pod.
What'd you say?
String beans.
String beans, huh? Okay.
Is that what you would call them? If you
Yes.
were to eat them the green, you would call them?
Green?
Would you call them string or green or?
Green beans, I suspect what I'd call them. The green beans.
I see.
If you eat them green.
Okay. Any other types of beans that you might eat, either shelled or the seed or?
Well, they were sure an awful lot of the Old Navy beans consumed around this country.
I see. What another thing that might grow out in the garden is a vegetable that has a sort of a round, globular red fruit.
Tomatoes.
What would you call the little tiny ones? The tiny red ones.
I'd call them tomatoes.
Okay, that's fine. That's another thing we're trying to.
Cherry tomato.
You call it cherry tomato. I see. In the
Yes.
South, that's another thing where we. There's a part of the South where they call those Tommy toes. So
Oh.
that's what we might have been looking for, but I guess they don't do that here. Something that Idaho is famous for.
Potatoes?
Are there different types of potatoes that might be grown here?
The red and the white, it's the only two types I know.
Okay. And another type of ground or a root crop, I guess one kind would be red. You would grow up, you could either eat the leaves or the.
Beets?
Are you familiar with different types of beets?
No,
Okay.
no, no.
All right. Let's see what. Here's another variety. I guess it's a relative of the pumpkin.
The squash?
Are there different varieties of that?
Oh, I'm sure there are, but I'm not really familiar with them.
Okay. And all of these things that we've been talking about together could be called. The beans, the tomatoes,
Vegetables?
Okay, great. That's the magic word.
That's it.
Okay, now let's talk about fruits. Can you name a few types of fruits that you would grow here, you're familiar with?
Well, there's quite a lot of wild berries, but that would be the thing. I mean, they grow wild. There's quite a few different kinds of berries. This really isn't a fruit-producing country.
Okay, but I guess you get them in cans, though. What there's sort of a large fuzzy
Peach?
are there different varieties of that you may be familiar with?
No, I'm sure there are some different varieties, but I'm not familiar with them.
Okay, that's fine. What would you call that thing in the center of the hard thing in the
Of the
center?
peach, I'd call it the pit or stone.
Okay. Well, which do you think you may use more
I'd
frequently?
use it. I'd call it the pit. Peach.
And with the cherry, what would you call
I'd
that?
call that the pit too.
You're consistent. That's good.
Once,
Okay,
twice.
and if you were to put these things up, you may make jam, or another thing you may make is.
Jelly.
I don't know if there are many woodlands around here, but sometimes in woodlands you go out and you'd find toadstools or a relative of theirs, which would be called a.
Mushroom?
Are there any of those around here?
Yes, there's a few. There's not a lot, but there is some.
Do you know the names of them or differences
No.
enough well enough to avoid eating the toadstools?
No, I just play it safe and don't eat any of it.